Okay, so you guys knew this video was coming. If you did not get a chance to watch Trump's speech tonight, his announcement, Trump announced that he is officially running in 2024. And he gave a speech and it was a big deal, and he was saying ahead of time that it was going to be the greatest thing since sliced bread, making history in our nation. And Lee and I were on standby to go on Real America's Voice and kind of give a reaction. And then they didn't need us. And I was actually relieved because I wasn't sure just exactly how I was going to react. Because I was standing there down in the studio and I'm listening to the speech. And a lot of things are going through my mind. And I know that everybody is so excited about this speech, about the announcement, I should say. And listening to the things that Trump's saying, and y'all know I love Trump. And I believe truly that he has to run in 2024. There's no one else but Trump. And Lee and I were talking about this earlier today when everybody's speculating what's the announcement going to be about? What's is he going to Scott Kesterson was joking about, Space Force is going to come in and swoop in and save the day and the military and all of this, that, and the other. He was joking. I think that there was some rumor and some thoughts about Trump announcing a mega party and instead of going with the Republican Party. That's just not Trump's style. It's really not. So after the speech was over, and I'm gonna hit a couple of highlights from the speech, which there were not very many. But I will talk about the speech. But after the speech was over, Lee and I just kind of looked at each other and we're just like, we have to bring answers to you guys. That's our job. And so we took the time. It's been a while. I don't know what time it is right now. Leah's taking a prayer jog right now. I took a prayer walk. And so God did give me some answers for this, for tonight. Not just Trump's speech or announcement. This is so much bigger than that. But because of the announcement and the speech, that's why we're doing this and we're getting into the nitty-gritty. When I was walking home, I had several ideas for a title for this video. And I didn't use any of them. But I'm going to tell them to you, and I'm going to tell them I'm going to, and here's why. The first one was that I came up with is Trump is not our savior, we're his. I didn't go with that because everybody would come back and say, well, we're not the savior, only Jesus can be the savior. What I mean by that is the body of Christ is what's going to be Trump's saving in the end. He needs us for his relationship with God and for him to be able to do what he needs to do and what he's called to do in this nation. He needs the body of Christ. So that was title number one. Then the other one I think was, what was it? Oh, shoot. Trump is not our savior, but we don't need Trump to save us. It's time for the church to do the saving. It was better than that. It was better than that in my head. But my point in that one was the answer in all of this, and if you guys have been tuning in to Resistance Chicks for any amount of time, here comes Leah. I just now got started. So anyway, but the answer that I got from the Lord for right now, for this hour, for what's going on, is that, well, actually, hang on first. Let me backtrack and let me tell you about the speech. The speech was just like any one of Trump's speeches. It sounded like a Trump speech. It sounded like any speech that he's ever given, ever, but a little bit more subdued. And at the very end, but the whole time that I'm listening to it, I'm like, Trump, you can't just give the regular speech. Your hair looks awesome. You can't just give the regular speech. You have to, you're going to, these people just went through hell for a week. You have to address that, right? And so the whole time, and he didn't. He didn't really, at the very, very end, he said, essentially, once he gets into office, paper ballots, term limits, you know, all these things. How are you going to get there?
The state legislature has to do all that.
The state, how is he going to get in office in 2024? I have good news for you guys. The body, the, what God spoke to me on this walk is that thank God Trump came out with this speech. Thank you, Jesus. Because if Trump had come out saying any host of things that he could have said that would have made everybody go, yes, Trump is gonna do it, then everybody would have been, look, Trump's gonna do it. I am praising the Lord on my knees and thanking God that that this speech was what it was. He has to run. We all know that. There's no question in our minds Trump's running in 2024. That's a foregone conclusion in as far as I'm concerned. So if Trump comes out hard, like, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this, and we're going to make sure, and it's going to be this, and he just comes out like, I'm going to be the savior, then the church sits back and does nothing. The patriots sit back and do nothing. And so what the Lord spoke to me is, now is the room. This is a straight up word from God right now. When you're watching a horse race, you get one moment to pass. Tonight, I have goosebumps all over. Tonight was the moment for the church to pass Trump. Do you hear me on that? Tonight is the moment that the church passes Trump and takes the lead, and Trump follows the church. Tonight is the night. If he had come out with any other move, I have goosebumps on my cheeks and my face. If he had come out with any other move, any other play, any other speech, it was almost like the Spirit of God was holding Trump back, and Trump was letting him let the church come in and take the reins. You've been trying to do it the world's way. You've been trying to do it the system's way. And that's what Trump's going to keep on that. The world's way, the system's way. And he's going to go until we pray him out of that. Until Trump sees the church take the lead, Trump is going to keep going on the path of the same old, this is how we do it, because there's no other play for him. Okay? And so what's going to happen, and I truly believe this, the next 2 years, see, we don't have time to wait for 2024. I was having a prophetic word. I didn't record it. It doesn't matter. The office of the prophet is to speak a thing out. I had a little bit of Leah Mojo on me. It was all rhyming and stuff. 2024 is too far away. The evil is right now at our door. 2024 is going to take care of itself, right? The evil is right here, right now, today. It's happening to us now. And so the word that I got from the Lord is that this speech could not have gone any better. And what I mean by that is, if he had done any of the host of things that you and I could have written in that speech that would have made the whole mega movement filled with excitement, you and I could have written a speech, a Trump speech, that had done that. But then everybody's eyes would have been looking expectantly at Trump, that Trump is going to fix it. And when we do that, we're not looking at Jesus, and we are not fulfilling the call that God needs us to do. So I was speaking a lot of words out as I was praying about the church stepping in to fill the call. And it's really interesting because normally Lee and I take walks together to get a word. We took them separately. That's the word that I got. I'm very eager to hear what you got when you were praying.
Michelle took off before me because I was finishing up some stuff for dinner.
Bacon!
And I don't know if you guys know this or not, but the whole Republican establishment hates you. And by establishment, I mean a good 7/8 of all Republicans in office. Okay. We held some leadership votes. Mitch McConnell came out defiant. I don't know how he is still this decrepit old...
It's demonic.
...man.
It's demonic.
And people are like... And he said, I will be the... He literally is like a king, because we're a serfdom. And he's like, I will be your king in the Senate. I don't care what you MAGA people, you Republicans, you're not even Republicans. You're people who didn't really vote before. Now you came out and think that you can join this Trump train. You are going to sit down and shut up, because you guys need to know that we had a red wave of people. 6 million more people voted for Republicans than Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
But Mitch McConnell...
Just in the midterms.
And Kevin McCarthy... And I didn't know this, but Kevin McCarthy raised $500 million for the House, for House seats. He is the number one top fundraiser in Washington, and he gives out the purse strings, because when you run these races, you need millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he ran against a candidate against Joe Kent, and not in the primary, and then he put his face next to Bernie Sanders, Hitler, and then Joe Kent. And Joe Kent is a really good man whose wife died in the military serving our country. Kevin McCarthy hates you. And I got to tell you guys something, that even Marjorie Taylor Greene has, she doesn't have the righteousness. And forgive me, you don't, Margie. She doesn't have the righteousness inside of her to be able to withstand the power of the ring, the Lord of the Ring, the My Precious. So she has made, well, no, I just mean the power behind it.
Yeah.
So she has made a deal with the devil, Kevin McCarthy, to keep him in leadership, even though somebody, I think it was Andy Biggs, stood up. And what they do is, in secret, they vote who they will nominate.
Mm-hmm.
And then they don't vote on them until January. And
Matt Gaetz says he will not be voting for Kevin McCarthy.
It doesn't mean that Kevin McCarthy will win. If we have enough Trump people, good MAGA people, say, I'm not gonna make a deal with you. Marjorie Taylor Greene made a deal with Kevin McCarthy that we're gonna have this, and we're gonna have this, and we're gonna have this, and I'll vote for you if you do all this. So but here's the thing, I have to tell you something. If you make a deal with the devil, you will always lose. I don't know if you know this, but Marjorie Taylor Greene got divorced this year. She lost her marriage.
Wow.
Okay, to the Precious, I believe. Okay.
Well, we don't know, but I can see where your conjecture comes from.
She lost her marriage.
Yeah.
Okay. And she was married before. Okay. So you draw your own conclusions. Washington does that to people. Okay. Somebody got the jab and then they died 2 weeks later. Oh, it was a coincidence. Okay. Right now on Twitter, all the people that you don't get to talk to because you're not allowed on Twitter or social media anymore, the Mike Cernoviches and the Matt Walshes and the Daily Wire people, the Ben Shapiro people who are barely Trump people, and kind of on the edge and everything, and are like sunshine people and hate it because he was investigated, and they kind of fought for him against the investigations, but Trump's too toxic now. And so they all want to move on. But when you look at the polls, nobody wants DeSantis. So you've got the former governor of Arkansas saying, I think it's too toxic and I'm going to throw my hat in the ring. And there's going to be all these people throwing their hats in the ring. And the Lord spoke to me and he said, tonight, when Trump declared war tonight, and the speech didn't matter.
That's good.
Because the Ron DeSantis people Ron DeSantis is being used as a puppet by Paul Ryan and Kevin McCarthy and that wing, thinking that, okay, at least we can control a Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis is a great governor. He's been a great governor. He's the best governor we've had in America in a long time. That says very little. I'm sorry. Okay. We haven't had any good ones. But Trump made this announcement. And then Ron DeSantis said, look, all I'm going to say is I'm not going to get in the dirtiness of the politics. I'll talk about you behind your back. I will plot about you behind your back, but I'm not going to do it in the front. And this is why Trump has the higher ground, Because it's, God says, I would rather you be hot or cold than lukewarm. I would rather you be out in the front and be open and tell us what you're thinking. Even though Trump made all these bad decisions and he put really horrible people around him, he let us know what he was thinking and he let us know what he was doing.
You can't call Trump a liar, and that's the
thing. In that kind of respect of it. He was an honest liar, is what people call him. And he's a fudger of the truth. But he'll tell you what's going on, right? And, you know, I truly believe that Trump feels like he didn't finish fighting for the American people. And I feel like he has to run, but he has a lot of things going against him. And I just really feel that, like, and I, this is not me, and Scott's probably going to be like, Leah, what are you saying? I feel like Trump is going forward because he hears the call of his mom. He hears you. He's on True Social now. And he's had all these prophets prophesy over him. He knows the prophecies that say, oh, well, Trump will be back by this time, and Trump will be back by this time. And whether those quote-unquote prophecies are real or not, he is taking them, and he's like, I got to fight for these people. I know I'm older. I know all these things, but I truly believe that he's like, I'm not done. I haven't finished my race. I haven't done what these people ask me to do. And these people, because he's on Truth Social and he sees what you guys are saying, and he hears what people are saying at the, you know, the Michael Flynn's, and he hears everybody say, no, you're not done yet, and all the prophetic voices, and he's like, okay, if these Christians over here are telling me that I'm going to do something great. And so, yeah, he didn't come out with a really fiery speech, okay? Because right now he's just going on what you guys are telling him, God is telling you about him. Okay?
Wow. That's good.
And he's not necessarily hearing, he's not hearing God himself. He's not having conversations with God. He's not in the spirit with the Holy Spirit. I believe God,
but he is actually surrounding himself by people who are. Our friend Lee Valentine just met with him with a whole bunch of prayer warriors. Like, he's trying to surround himself with the prophets and the people that are praying.
And what you're feeling right now is arguments. Michelle and I were in a stupid argument before the speech and after the speech, and it was incredibly stupid.
Stupid.
And the Lord, he said to me, like, in the Old Testament, he said it was an example of what's happening in the freedom movement.
What you mean by that, in the Old Testament, is like God would have, you know, a prophet do something that symbolizes something spiritually.
Yeah, go and marry the harlot or something.
But, yeah, okay. But we're not doing that.
Yeah. this is an example. And so he said, that's what you, literally, you're feeling the MAGA Republican, you're feeling all of everybody right now after this midterm election, and now Trump doing this, are all just doing this. They're pointing fingers, and it's going like this, and it's this, and it's this, and it's this, and it's this, and you're feeling that. And that's why you feel unsettled. Everyone I talk to feels unsettled. So let me give you a couple of the actual words I got. Bickering, fighting, a house divided will not stand. That has been the plan all along, to get MAGA people to go along with the mainstream narrative and to take this party and control it, to move its body by moving its head. Trump kept taking the hits over and over again. He needs to repent for putting God needs us to repent for putting all of our hope and trust in a man.
Come on.
Trump can't take on the cabal by himself. He would fall. Stop thinking that Trump is going to do all this. It's not fair. It's not right. He is just a man. Stop it. You're putting too much pressure on one person.
Yeah.
Okay? It must be all of us together to weather the coming storm. We have all been warned time and time again. We need to stop the sin.
Wow.
Turn and repent.
Come on.
Then and only then will evil relent. So stand with Trump as he takes a stand for me, truth, life, and liberty, and pray that he will see the truth, that he truly needs me. He will get down on his knees, not for the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob alone, but he will add Christ the Savior and make his heart Christ's home and worship the King of Kings on his everlasting throne. Trump, it's your time to turn and to turn and repent, to say, yes, I, Donald J. Trump, am in need of a Savior, that man, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It's Christmas. This Christmas will be the most important of your life.
Wow.
Visit the manger in your mind's eye, and I will show you that salvation has come nigh to all those who put, who call upon my name and seek truth. Open their hearts. Let me in. Here's the proof. And then while I was walking, I got this word that said, the devil's playground is where we think we can fight evil on our own without him and without his leading and blessing. So the devil has been having a heyday in America with all these people who think that they don't really need him. Public school says don't ask God what he wants you to be. Just go and do whatever you want to be and just be happy. God doesn't even exist anyways. It's a twisting and perversion of the truth so that it appears that the Declaration and the Constitution have no power. But the Declaration and the Constitution are the law of the land, and those who resist it will get the judgment of God. I was listening to a video by R.C. Sproul from like the 80s or 90s, probably the 90s. And he was talking about how our duty as Christians all throughout the New Testament, like especially in Romans 13, is God has instituted governments for the good of mankind, and we must obey them. And God, and Paul was writing this to Romans, and he was telling them, and you read it throughout the New Testament, submit to every ordinance of man. God instituted governments, and that's absolutely true. But guess what? God instituted the Declaration of the Constitution, and you go against it at your peril.
Boom!
Okay, and so I am going to... So when there's two different governments, which one do you submit to?
Wow.
I submit to the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, because those people were submitting, those people who did, who wrote it and fought in that war, okay, they fought with a righteous battle to free people from slavery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And God doesn't tell us to submit to every ordinance of man when those ordinances of man go against the will of God and go against the law of God. And I'm telling you that God breathed the Declaration and God breathed the Constitution, and I can only submit to the Constitution and Declaration. He's God breathed. It is the Word of God. The Word of God made flesh is Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ spoke to these founding fathers, and they got out their New Testaments, and they had the Word of God written on their hearts, and they're like, boom, God, what do we do? And they wrote these documents, and we're supposed to abide by them and submit to them, because these documents submit to God. Any documents don't submit to God, I'm not supposed to submit to. Okay? Does it matter what speed limit I go? No. Is it in the Bible what speed limit I should go? No, but you know what it is in the Bible to save somebody's life. And so if I got to break the speed limit to save somebody's life, which one am I supposed to follow? Okay, we have to be able to use our hearts and our minds, because guess what? All of the disciples, save John, were killed. Were they were killed because they weren't submitting to the law of mankind. And actually Paul, who said you need to submit to governments, was actually killed by a government. So obviously he wasn't submitting to a government, because he got killed by it.
You stole that from me from last night. I would like a pat on my back for that one.
Sorry, I was going with what R.C. Sproul was saying, but anyways.
He said it too? See, I went, I get a cookie. Well, y'all should go watch the video we did last night with Tom and Alice Marchesani. That came on me last night, and I was like, boom, that's a word from the Lord. I want to read this comment from Steve here, because Steve, I understand how you feel, and that's why we're doing this video, because a lot of people feel this way. Please be advised that the storm has been canceled. Please return to your stocked items, prepared for two more years of utter BS. This is the end of your EBS. Go back to sleep or attend a rally. So I get that you feel that way. And I get that a lot of people feel that way.
I feel that way.
But you don't act on it.
Right.
So, what we act on is what God is saying. And this is the word that God was giving me as I was walking home tonight, guys. And I need you to take this and you need to have a real heart to heart with the Son of God tonight and make a decision. Because God said that this is what he said to me. He said, I am taking the people who are ready to enlist through my refiner's fire to create tools that are perfected, because it will only be the perfected tools that bring down this satanic cabal. But you have to be willing to answer and say, I am ready to go through the fire. And what is the fire? It is a burning. It is a purification. It is a getting the world out of you in order to be used by God.
I need you to see this vision, because God gave me this vision and then I started I gave that word, and then he's brought the vision back up again. The church dropped the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you guys to see something. I want you to see, vision this, just kind of in your mind's eye. Kari Lake saw a whole horde of army coming at this country. This is a word from God. And she kind of knows Jesus, but deep inside of her, she's a fighter and she's a warrior. And she said, don't worry, guys. I'll take them on. I think I can do this. And Donald Trump did the same thing. He said he saw all this evil coming at you and me. And he ran straight into the middle and said, I'll protect you. I will fight. But there wasn't enough Kari Lakes, and there wasn't enough Donald Trumps, because we put our faith and trust in them because they said the fight came up inside of them and they said, I will fight. We were all supposed to go with them and fight with them. And if we had all gone, and if the Christians had gone in and filled in those voids with the non-Christians, the horde would have been utterly annihilated. But I see Kari Lake and her sword down and Donald Trump, and she's looking at Donald Trump and she's like, we did everything we could. And the horde of orcs flooded past them. And she's got this helmet on and she's a warrior. And there's a wing of Christians, and you let them get slaughtered because you're too proud, because you're too righteous, and because you weren't willing to take up your arms and say, I'm going to fight with you, Kari. I'm going to go after the media. I'm going to drop those truth bombs. But there is a Calgary coming.
Mm.
And we weren't ready, Kari. And we're sorry and we repent.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump, we weren't ready because we were watching our football games and we were sending our kids to public school.
Come on.
And we just wanted a savior. We didn't want to be part of the army. We didn't want to be part of the body of Christ. We didn't want to actually have to do anything. We thought we could show up at a couple rallies and vote, and you would do all the work. And we could invoke the founding fathers and ask somebody else to be them. But let me tell you something. Kari, I want you to know that I'm proud of you, and I thank you for your service. And I pray that what I say here, you can receive in love. But what you were fighting
can't be fought with man's tools or
weapons. It's so evil that only the power of God can take them down. Take it down.
That's it.
And so don't get discouraged and don't get disheartened. Because I told you in 2020, guys, this will only be one through the church. And we need a lot of Christians together.
But let me tell you, so Leah, you know, people that are watching that are ready to fight, maybe sitting there going, but I did everything that I knew to do. Like, what can I do? Like, what is there to do? What are you talking about when you say fight? Leah gave a couple of examples. If we want to continue our cushy life the way that it has always been.
It's over.
You send your kids to public school. That's a huge fail on almost every Christian that I know, right?
How can you expect? They said that even with the ballot harvesting, who came out in the greatest numbers? The young people. Your children. Your friends' children. And why? Because they went to public school.
And they were trained.
They were trained. The public school is a training ground. And the Democrats and the left has been honing it and honing it and honing it. And you're probably watching because you're probably not Generation Z. And the brainwashing didn't fully work on you. But the devil's been working it out and honing it and honing it and honing
it. But whose fault is it that these kids have been brainwashed?
The pastors in the church who said it was no big deal, who were like, you know what, we're going to have boosters for the local public school football team. And it's no, and ever 99% of pastors who are like, well, homeschooling's okay, but like public school, we back our public schools.
Stop it.
We'll never change this nation as long as we keep backing a public school system.
So there are other things. We have to come out from amongst them and be separate. We are not like the world, and we can't keep playing footsie with the world.
The public school system is literally in and out, and the college system, you go in as a Christian, you come out as the, you just come out working for them.
Yeah.
And they honed it in, and they have been through media and TikTok and all these different things. They've been telling kids, to vote for Biden. And he came out with his $10,000 student loan debt and abortion. And the devil pulled them out. And I saw so many parents who were like, my kids. I'm like, did you send them to public school? Like, yeah.
But God told me to send them there.
Mm.
I get that one a lot. No, he didn't.
He did not.
No, he did not. God did not tell you to put your kid in a public school system.
No.
Bar none, full stop.
Mm-mm.
I'm sorry.
No.
That's just it, because the whole system needs to collapse. You think that the FBI needs to be getting rid of? You think the CIA needs to be getting rid of? Most of our viewers agree on all of those things. And yet you're like, but public school's great. Or it's not that great, but it's okay. It's not okay.
So bad.
It's not so bad. It's terrible. It's terrible. So it's not just that. It's like I said, we have to be willing to go before God and say, purify me. Burn away any part of the world that is on me. Take me into your intimate place, God, and make me who you need me to be. I am ready to fight for the kingdom of God. I am ready to lose everything for the sake of Christ and my country. That's what it means to be a Christian nationalist. Okay? And that's where what it's going to take. I am willing to speak the gospel to my neighbor. I am willing to speak truth to my family members. I'm willing to tell them that they have to get their life right with God, that there is an answer. Like, these are the things that we have to be doing right now. You need to be transforming the way that you live life. Plant a garden, buy some land if you are able, join families, pull your parents out of nursing homes, right?
I'd like to call out a troll that we've got. Susan.
Or she could just be, here's the deal. I don't know where Susan stands. It's possible that Susan is just upset at Trump, which I don't blame Susan for being upset at Trump. Susan, this is what I would say to you. Are you getting on your face before God every single day and asking him to change our nation? Because you can be focused on Trump and the things that he said in the past, and that's fine, whatever. But that's not where my focus is. My focus is that my responsibility, I'm not going to shift blame. It starts right here in this house with me and with my family and my relationship with God and my stance in the kingdom of God. And I need to be standing there, not Kari Lake, because I know who I am in Christ. And I know that no weapon formed against me or my country will stand. That's where we need to be. So, Susan, I pray to God that that's where you are at. Because that's where we all need to be. And that's what will change this nation. Not calling out Trump for this, that, or the other. It's okay to say he did these things and they were wrong. Lee and I do it all the time. But that's not going to fix our country. Do you want to just sit back and lament and complain? Or do you want to be part of the solution? Because I'm telling you what, you have an opportunity to join the army of God. that by the Spirit of God, collectively joined with a great cloud of witnesses that has gone before us, not just the Apostle Paul and Peter, but literally all the saints from all time that are talked about in Hebrews 11, we are surrounded by them. We're surrounded by by George Washington, by James Madison, by John Adams, by John Quincy Adams, by Thomas Jefferson. Yes, that man was a Christian and he went to heaven. We are surrounded by these people and they are not done with their fight. I don't pray to them. I don't talk to them, but I do recognize that they are not done working. Because just because you die does not mean that you stop doing what God has called you to do. So whatever it is that they are called to do, they're still doing it and they are waiting for us to join the fight.
Just know, I don't care how many setbacks that we have. We have enough.
There are enough. That's what God kept speaking to me tonight. There are enough of us.
It's you and me, and there's a ton of Christians.
We are going to do this.
We are going to win this, but it's not going to be the way you think it's going to be.
Come on and preach.
Because guess what? That red wave was bringing in a tide of nasties.
Whoa.
Okay? That Congress needs an overhaul that only God can do. You can't vote to fix that thing.
Wow.
Okay? Now, I'm not saying don't vote. I'm not saying that, you know, I wasn't disappointed when Kari didn't win. And she did win.
She totally won.
But, election denier, whatever. I gotta laugh at it. This whole system, and you guys see it now, when you see that the system is totally rancid and corrupt.
Yes.
Then we can start to go at it in the power of God.
There weren't enough people awake yet. Okay, and I've got news for y'all. And this is a literal word from God. There aren't enough yet. There's still more to come. But wait, there's more. Get ready because it's going to get worse. It is going to get worse before it gets better. More people need to wake up. I feel it in my gut. So just here's what you need to do. You need to go and watch my video on speaking life. And speaking things out in the power of our words.
So how do we do that? This country is anointed by God.
Yes, it is.
This country is filled with the power of God.
Yes, it
this
is.
This country has righteous leaders.
Yes, it does.
My state has a righteous governor.
Yes, it
My
does.
My state has a righteous treasurer.
Yes.
My state has a righteous secretary
and
of state.
No one holding any office is allowed to do anything against the word of God or constitution.
Joe Biden can't do anything that's going to harm this nation.
Come on.
We are going to lead the charge and show the world what it means to be a Christian nation.
Oh,
okay, one nation under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We are going to turn this around. Woo! This cloud is going to bring the much needed rain that we need to see. And we're going to see a rainbow, which is a promise that God would never flood the earth again. And so while it may look dark and the clouds may come and the rains may come, just know we need these rains to come.
Whoa.
And
yes,
so
we do.
Smile as the rains come down. And know that the enemy, the pit that the enemy has dug for you. Don't you see? The enemy is going to fall into the pit that he has dug for you.
I got a word. Hang on a minute. They are not done digging the pit for themselves. They are not done building the gallows for themselves. And that's why this keeps happening. God says, keep on digging because the pit isn't deep enough for all of y'all to go in. Keep on building because there are not enough nooses on those gallows.
This is going on Facebook, isn't it?
But that's a straight up word from God. I'm sorry, we will have to take this one off of Facebook. That's all right. We'll download it and share it everywhere else.
It's a spiritual equivalent to the book of Esther, Facebook.
They don't care about that. But that is a straight up word from God. Guys, the pit that your enemy has dug for you, they will fall in.
The gallows that the enemy have set up for you, they are going to hang on.
And so why does it keep continuing? Why isn't it over? Because the pit ain't deep enough and there isn't a long enough line of gallows. That's why it keeps happening. So do not be discouraged
in
this season.
Spiritual gallows, by the way.
Do not be discouraged in this season because we see exactly what God is doing. And if you look at this with spiritual eyes, and I can't believe we're losing numbers on this. If you look at this with spiritual eyes, you will see what God is doing and you will be able to pray out his will. And the Bible says if we know anything that is according to his will, then we ask it and we know that we have it. If we pray anything. Thank you, Leah. For the scripture, they got the idea. Okay? Guys, We got a scripture that has been going over in my spirit, and then a friend of ours texted us a prophetic word today and included this scripture. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. So I can tell you this. Not by primaries, not by midterms, not by general elections, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Not by going and becoming ballot harvesters. It's not going to happen that way. It's only going to be through the Spirit of God. I looked for the Lord in the storm, and I looked in the wind, and he wasn't there, and all this, that, and the other. And where was God, Leah?
In the still, small voice.
That's how we're going to win it. It's not by might, and it's not by power, but it's by God's Spirit, says the Lord. So if anybody tells you that, if anybody is looking at the midterms, if anybody is looking at what happened in 2020, or you're looking at the lockdowns, you're looking at all this stuff, and you're saying, well, look, it just looks, it looks impossible, like we can't win, so we might as well give up. So said the Israelites. So said every doubter in the Bible. Well, it looks like. It looks like. And every single time
God
we get the scripture that says,
God wants to show up big. Okay, and so I know you guys keep hearing it. We'll win, we'll win, we'll win. Okay, well, guess what? People are still waking up. We got to wrap this up.
We got to wrap it up. Listen, y'all take this word. Watch what you say. You need to watch. Stop speaking curses over this nation. Stop saying, I just don't see it. It's not going to happen. If you can't say something by the Spirit of God, shut your mouth. And stop speaking curses over this nation. Start speaking blessings.
And we will too.
And we're going to do it too. We love you guys. God loves you. God bless. Remember, it's not just a conspiracy theory. If it's actually the truth, if you want a more watered down, I can say that, reaction from us, you can watch us on americasvoice.news tomorrow morning, and we'll give a more placid, more appropriate response. But y'all are getting the real deal here right now. Okay.
So I was going to... what Michelle meant by the blessings is we need to start speaking life.
Praying God come and turn this thing around. Yeah, yeah, yeah. God, turn it around.
God, turn it around.
I'm telling you what, God
all
is going to...
my hope is in the name of Jesus.
Breakthrough will come. Whoa. Come in
the name of Jesus. God, turn it around.
God, turn it around.
God, turn it around.
That! Y'all go and listen to that song, God, Turn It Around, tonight. And you put it on repeat for as long as you need to. John Riddick.
Lord bless you. And keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. Amen.
His favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He is with you, he is with you in the morning,
in the evening, and you're coming, and you're going, and you're weeping and rejoicing. He is for you, 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 and amen. Amen. Amen.
You know that amen means so be it. Listen, we have got to start speaking blessings. Do not speak cursings anymore. Did you want to sing it again?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hang on. I'll start it out for you because you're not in the right key. That's all right. Okay.
Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.
That's it. That's all I want to say. Okay. I like the other one, though. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his favor. And it just keeps going. So yeah. It's so good. All right. Go listen to the blessing. That's what it's literally called, the blessing. Speak blessings. Do not speak cursings. And certainly don't curse one another. And stop pointing fingers. Stop pointing DeSantis, Trump, all this, that, and the other. Okay. The only ones you're allowed to call out are the legit evil ones. Kevin McCarthy, Mitch McConnell, those people call them out all day long. But within the people that we know are fighting, we cannot have this infighting because that is the devil's plan. That is his Trojan horse. That is what will collapse. Right now, we as the kingdom of God, and Listen, we as the kingdom of God are going to take this all the way to the end. And the last word I'm going to leave you with is God spoke this to me. We're going to win this. And it's going to happen. It's your choice whether you're going to be part of the win. You're going to be part of the winning team. Whether you're going to be saying to God, use me as the vessel to bring about the greatest transformation in the history of mankind. Short of when Jesus, you know, died on the cross and did all that he did. Right? In our generation, this is it. And it's happening here and now. All right. We love you guys. God loves you. God bless. We'll see you Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's going to be a wild week.
Where are we getting all these trolls from?
What trolls?
I don't know. Fighting for what?
Carol, we are fighting for the kingdom of God to be advanced in this nation.
Do we have just depressed viewers?
I think they're really sad.
Oh.
Listen, I get it. And that's why we did this video. Carol, you're going to have to go back and watch it from the beginning. Okay? We did this video for everyone out there that is feeling just like you're feeling. What's the point at this point? The point is that if we had continued with the status quo, with Trump is going to save us, the mega party is going to save us, whatever it is.
Yay, Republicans. Woo.
Then we don't root out. They're, it's this simple. The only thing that is going to drain the swamp is the kingdom of God. Trump.
We
can't
are
going
to drain it.
But it has to be done the right way.
It has to be done through repentance.
It has to be done. And listen. That's what we're fighting for.
Repent.
We're fighting for revival in America. And when we see revival in America, guys, the government will take care of itself. It will. The government is a direct representation of what the church has allowed it to be.
Bingo.
And so what is going to have to happen before we fix election FRAUD, we got to fix the church FRAUD.
Hmm.
And that is a big task, but it's not too big for God, and I'm ready for it. I'm rolling up my sleeves. Let's get to it. We got some cleaning to do.
We can do this. Revival.
We can do
revival,
it. We can do
revival,
it.
Revival. Revival will fix it.
Yes, ma'am.
Revival fixes everything.
That was another title I was going to fix. I was going to title. I told them I had several titles in my head.
Revival.
Be of good cheer, for he has overcome the world. I have several titles. That was one of them. Be of good cheer, for he has overcome the world. I'm telling you what. You ain't seen nothing like what the church is about to bring.